Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we're going to talk a little ribs today, Bob. And I'm kind of looking forward to it. This is something that a lot of people try on their grill or smoker for the first time, and maybe the results aren't always as good as they thought they'd be, so we're going to try to give some tips and techniques. I am Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Rumor has it. Hey, thanks. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves here every weekend on this station you're tuned into. If they're playing our show, they're a great station. Keep supporting them. Support their sponsors. And by all means, support ours.
Yeah.
Go to thegrillingguys.com. Look in the right sidebar, and you'll see all of our wonderful sponsors. Today, it's all about ribs, Jop, and you're absolutely right. A lot of people really don't quite get ribs. Plenty of people are starting to master them wonderfully, but there's still a lot of people that come up with questions every week, and it's just we have to sometimes go through the basics, and if this is under your pay grade, forgive us, but we're going to cover some basics, and then we're going to get into some 300 and 400 level classes.
Yeah, sounds good. But before we hit those, we always like to talk a little bit about what we did this week. I'll start off is I finished my graduation gigs last Saturday after the show, went down to a high school buddy whose son was graduating from high school. So it was kind of cool because it was like a class reunion for me, and it was a celebration of his son's graduation as well. So I'm sure you've all been to one of those. But anyway, we did the traditional barbecue. We did pork butts, mac and cheese, beans, and some slaw. And then some rolls and sauces, right? Pretty simple thing. But the two things that happened down there were I overcooked. They told me 150 people.
You probably
people.
Overdrank. So
well that was the second
happen.
Thing, right? But I cooked at home, and I just wanted to let everybody know that I took those pork butts off my smoker at 8:30 in the morning. It must have been 9:30 because it was after the show.
We don't care.
Right. But no, my point was is they didn't eat them all. I grossly overcooked. There were 7 unpulled butts in a cooler. He took them out. We was there on Saturday, so they'd been out about 27 hours off the smoker,
ooh,
and he couldn't touch them still. They were in that dry cooler. They were so hot that he had to put on rubber gloves. He thought he was just going to pull them out of there and tear them apart, but they were still so
it's
hot.
It's a good cooler.
Right, yeah. It was a good one of those 5-day deals. But anyway, my point was, guys, if you are feeding a group of people, you can make your pork butts way ahead. You put them in a dry cooler.
Obviously 2 days.
Right. And it was 26, 27 hours when they came off the smoker.
Arras.
But anyway, it works. And they were perfectly fine. They were still above 170 degrees. And I took them off at 192. So a day later, that cooler just held them. They're dense. They're big. They're thick. It's good.
Yeah, you can relate.
I can relate, man.
Did you hear that, Mr. Fongers? He said 27 airs.
Airs, right. Yeah. I'm surprised we didn't have Rob Russell on for the rib show.
He puts too much seasoning on him. So it's time for the Siciliano's Beer of the Week. And what we're having right now, Jop, is a New England-style IPA from Epic Brewing. And I believe they're a Colorado brewer.
Denver.
Yep. And you were noticing that scale on the bottom of the can. Kind of cool. It's got a hazometer, which is really high. It's got a juice factor meter, which is really high. And then it's got a dankness meter, which is really high.
Yeah.
So everybody knows what a haze is with a New England IPA by now because they dry hop it. So you get a lot of dry hops in there after the thing is cooked. So you're stuffing that thing full of dry hops, and they basically kind of disintegrate, so you get small particulate in there that creates a haze, to my understanding. And then the juice factor, really, in my opinion, that comes from the dry hopping, and it's that pungent, hoppy
aromatic citrus
bite that gets you. And then the dankness, which, being from Denver, dankness is a marijuana factor.
Right.
Right?
Well, there is a little bud on the can, but I think it's a hop bud.
Well,
we're going to go with that anyway.
Well, dankness, according to Urban Dictionary, I think is used for a lot of different things, but it's used to describe a moist, sometimes musty, damp place.
Right.
It's used for a bunch of things.
It's part of the way it smells.
But in Denver, it's got to be a mix of all those things.
All right.
Because there's like a Dankalicious, I think, out there as well. But anyway, Siciliano's Beer of the Week, New England IPA, Epic Brewing. Thanks, Siciliano's in Standale, Michigan, one of our great sponsors.
And once again, you can buy and buy the can if you just want to try this. This one's $3.19 a can, 7% alcohol, but really tasty. Kind of thick. I've got it in a beer mug right now, and you definitely cannot see through it.
So, yummy.
It's a good
Dude, Monday, I'm headed up to, I'll be in Pinconning, Michigan at Northwoods Wholesale Outfitters or Outlet. And I really struggle with the name of that place, but where I did that event about a month ago. And I'm going to be demoing the American Barbecue System smokers up there at 1 o'clock. Northwest Outfitters is in Pinconning on the exit coming into Pinconning. It's right in town. You just take that exit in. You go through the little four corners, and it's on the right. It's half the town. It's a giant location. After I'm done there, I'm shooting up to Au Gray, and I'll be with Captain Ken. All my brothers are going up there. We're meeting in Au Gray to fish with Gyra Charters the next day. So don't be calling me Tuesday.
That's right. And if you want to check out Gyra Charters, go to thegrillingguys.com. There's a link on our website to them. This is just a guy that absolutely knows how to catch walleye. And he's from the greater Grand Rapids area, kind of retired up there to do full-time fishing and chartering.
An old Rockford construction guy.
Right, and he is just spot on with the walleyes. He puts you on his 26-foot boat, and you get out there and you troll with him. And I tell you what, I don't want to jinx you, Bob, but you're going to fill the boat with walleyes.
Well, here's the thing. I've talked to a lot of guys about charters, and you hear all sorts of stories, and I think you were telling me about a guy that was at a sporting goods show who couldn't sign people up fast enough, and they went once with him, and they only went once because he was a dink.
Right.
That's not Captain Ken. Captain Ken's a friendly, fun guy. So last weekend I was in I had to go do that fundraiser in Plymouth, Michigan for some friends of ours, and I was on the grill all day. It did not rain, which was fortunate. So for your event, you didn't get rain either, right?
Well, I did when I was packing up.
A little bit, yeah. Well, we raised tens of thousands of dollars for a needy couple who are both sick, and it was a great day, and I grilled my fanny off.
What'd you make?
Everything. And the dude had a big grill. My buddy has just bought this new big condo, and he had a giant grill, and it performed, and I was pretty happy. A lot of brats, burgers, steaks, just typical grill stuff, but hot dogs.
Good summer
party, hot dogs are the most popular.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is Plymouth. These are people that are successful. It's not like, you know, filet mignon people. I mean, right. They are filet mignon people, but, man, you turn them onto a perfectly grilled hot dog.
Yep.
And I think he got them from Gordon's. They were those ones made by Kent Quality Foods.
Oh, yeah, the big fat ones?
And they're awesome. Yeah, they're huge.
Right.
And,
quarter pound a piece.
They,
sure.
They were giant.
Yeah.
So had a great time anyway. Brought about five cases of beer and put it out there for everybody and a bunch of bottles of Fen Valley wine. And it was a good time.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Very good. That's cool. Well, coming up next, we're going to hit the content of the show, the rib rules. And we're going to start out with some beginners. And we're going to build this thing up through the end of the show. So you're going to be eating high on the hog before we're done. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Holy water, shine with the dogs running.